It's time for the Dane Buy Local radio show. Let's get local. Each week, we are your connection to local as we talk with leaders of area businesses, nonprofits, and government. There are so many amazing people and organizations in our community, so let's get into it. Let's get local.
Hey, it's 11 a.m. Well, 11:06, but it's time for Let's Get Local on Double Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 a.m. Also, you could be joining us on Facebook Live right now on the Double Radio page, or maybe you're catching the self-proclaimed greatest app ever, the Double Radio app. Brian tells you it's natural for Wisconsinites, so if you have not downloaded the app yet, you really should. My mom did, so come on. If she can do it, so can you. We do have a great show planned for you today. We have some great features with local businesses, some exciting things to talk about, some new things to talk about. And we start off the show talking about a new location reopening of a great local company, and that's Ethical Trade Co. And Manuel Reminger is here with us to tell us about Ethical Trade Co. and the exciting new adventure that they're on. How are you, Manuel?
Hey, I'm doing well, Jason. This is a great new place, and it's wonderful to actually be in person here and, you know, connect. So,
yeah, it's really good to see you. And you have, so we talked about Ethical Trade Co. before on the show. We've heard you guys have advertised here with Devil Radio. We love that, too. And now you've moved to a new space. So tell people, number one, a little bit of the background of the company, and then let's talk about where they can now find you.
Absolutely, yeah. So in 2015, James Ferret and I founded Ethical Trading Company in a response to extreme poverty we saw around the world. With the nonprofit we worked before, we did a lot of travel and just ran into so many heartbreaking effects that extreme poverty brings with it, including human trafficking, exploitation. And sometimes you feel, well, for us, we felt so helpless and we were trying to figure out what can we do. And so the idea came up, you know, when we met people that were actually rescuing people, rehabilitating them and teaching them a trade to make a livable wage, they needed a market. And the idea came up, what if we can import some of these items and sell them in the United States to actually guarantee a market for these artisans to make a livable wage? And that's how Ethical Trading Company was born.
I love that origin story. And, you know, it's so much, it's so interesting because it's connecting things all around the world, but looking at what you can do on a local level to assist a worldwide issue. So I just think it's amazing how you've melded all of that together and brought Ethical Trading Company to Madison, Wisconsin. The website is ethicaltradeco.com. You know, Manuel, when we think about some of the things that James, yourself, had seen and what prompted you and what motivated you to do this, to create this business, I mean, those had to be kind of life-changing experiences, right? Those had to be things that impacted you so much that you just said, no, we have to do something here because we want to do what we can to help.
Absolutely. I remember as a 20-year-old in Indonesia, I was over in Sumatra, and for the first time, I came across labor trafficking in a, it was a rubber factory where they were making car tires. And the people were explaining to us, yeah, these people that work there, they can't leave. And I was like, what do you mean they can't leave? And they basically explained it in their way to show us that these people were enslaved. And I was like, how is that even possible? It could not enter my mind as a German 20-year-old that that was still happening. And I felt so overwhelmed. And I felt like, what is there I can do about this? And I had no idea. And coming to a place where we realized that something can be done was very encouraging. And on the other hand, it's such a small thing we're doing compared to the great need that, you know, it's really this feeling of like, man, I wish we could do so much more, if that makes sense.
It does. And it just shows the heart and the passion you have behind Ethical Trade Company. Again, the website is ethicaltradeco.com. Manuel is here at the Devil Radio Studios with us talking about the new opening of a new location. So it's not a new store. Same great products, Manuel, right? But a new location. Tell people about where you're moving to and why.
Yeah, that's right. It's the same great products, some new products, so come check those out, and a new location. We were at 1702 South Park Street for the last year and a half and had a space made available for us there that where the lease expired. So we had to move out and had to find a new place. And I was meeting with a friend called, his name is John Anderson. He runs a collaboration project in Dane County where he tries to connect churches and people of faith and other local nonprofits to create the best possible outcome. What do they... So all may thrive is the tagline. That's it. And so I asked him, John, do you have any leads where we could go next? Because we're a small nonprofit. So anything where it's low rent or no rent is great because then we can do the most good in the world with our artisans, right? And so I talked to him about it and he said, I may have a place. And he came back and he said, there's a place called Common Grace. It's a merge of a Moravian church and a Lutheran church that are really community focused. They want to do good in their community. They doing all kinds of things, and they would love for you to actually be at their place. So we're moving to a place called Common Grace. It's on the east side in the East Moreland neighborhood, I think it's called, at 3565 Tulane Avenue.
3565 Tulane Avenue, the new home of Ethical Trade Company. Website, again, Ethical Trade Co. Manuel, tell people more about some of the products. If they're not familiar with your store, some of the artisan products that you have available to them.
Absolutely. And normally when I do this with you, I am in the store and I just kind of look around. Exactly. I'm like, oh yeah, we have this and this. So let's see if I can.
You're great at modeling the products too. You know? I mean, just to tell you.
Thank you.
It might have been a missed career for you, but continue on.
That's funny. There's a story about that, but I'll continue on. So one of our newest products is Pacari Chocolate. It's actually quickly become our bestseller. It's a local provider here in Madison, Lindsay Lopez. And the chocolate is fair trade chocolate from Ecuador. And it's amazing. I actually brought Jason the bar, so I don't know if you want to try on the air and tell people what, you know, the notes that you taste. Chocolate for breakfast, right? otherwise, we have beautiful Haitian metal art. We have t-shirts. We have toiletry products, soap, bath bombs, shower scrub from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, from ladies rescued from sex trafficking over in Milwaukee. What else do we have? Did I say backpacks? Now it'd be helpful. Oh, yeah, we have coffee.
Coffee, yeah, I was going to jump in there on that. Yes.
Our coffee, like we've got a local partnership with True Coffee, actually. So that's our own Ethical Trade Co. brand coffee that you can get. And dried fruits. You can go to our website. I can't believe I'm blanking on this right now. But you can go to our website and actually check it out because we have an online store as well as the physical store that opens today. And on the online store, you can also choose free local pickup if you know, you can't make it today or you just want to browse around online.
So Saturdays, the store is open Saturdays, 12 to 4. What are you doing here, Manuel? What's happening?
That's right, 12 to 4. So I will, you know, drive 25. What is it? 20 is plenty. Is that the new slogan? I will drive over to the east side right after this interview and open up.
Perfect. You know, when you said you wanted to come in today, I was thinking, well, maybe he's running a tight ship today, or he's just really energetic to be back in the studio. And we're glad to have you at the Devil Radio Studio here in Madison, right on University, the new home. The website, ethicaltradeco.com. And again, I mean, there's jewelry there, like you said. There's other there's mugs. You can buy, you know, good things to eat, like you said, chocolate. There's so much in the store. Bags, like you mentioned, so, and other clothing items. Just a unique array of items from different parts of the world that, you know, when you purchase that, you're supporting people to have a better life. And I mean, what if you can shop for good? I mean, come on, what's better than that?
Absolutely. And maybe I didn't do a really good job in like explaining what product we have there because I'm like, well, there's a cheesehead in the studio. And yeah, but every item is in some way touching people to, you know, make a living wage where they are. And we have a holistic approach with our partners where all artisans also get funds for childcare and retirement planning and different things just to have a holistic ability at a new life. And so every item that you purchase helps create that life for artisans around the world. So we're very excited about that.
Yep, candles, balms, and soaps, and essential oils, all those things there as well on the list at Ethical Trade Company, ethicaltradeco.com. Manuel, before we let you go, just a couple other quick things. Now, you have been connected to Dane by Local for a while. How have you reached out for support through that organization, and how has DBL helped you?
Absolutely. Dane by Local has been amazing. Colin and Lineke, that's your wife from Holland, right?
Yes.
and we are so happy to work with Dane by Local. I sent an email over to Megan, I think. And she said, hey, why don't you get on Jason's radio show? And I was like, I already am. And we're going to do a Facebook Live with Colin on Monday. And the support we have received from Dane by Local has been amazing. And we are so happy with that and really feel like in this battle to fight human trafficking for job creation, that we're not alone. And that means so much to us.
I love it. And I also love the fact that you found a new home and it opens today. So tell people one more time, if they want to go support Ethical Trade Company, the hours, the days are open. Again, remind them of that. And then, of course, remind them of your new location, which will be open in 45 minutes.
Absolutely. Yeah, we are at 3565 Tulane Avenue, close to the Obrick Beer Garden. Or the Obrick Garden. And we will be open every Saturday from 12 to 4 p.m. And we're also open by appointment. So if that time doesn't work for you, you can go to our website and book a appointment with us. And then one of us, our staff, will be there to welcome you into the store. You can browse around, shop around, and take your time. And yeah, so find us at 3565 Tulane Avenue or at www.ethicaltradeco.com. And come visit us Saturdays, 12 to 4 p.m. or by appointment.
That's Manuel over at Ethical Trade Company. Have a great reopening day, Manuel, the new location. Enjoy it. Good, best of luck to you, and we'll talk to you again sometime soon, okay?
Thank you so much, Jason. Thanks for having me here.
You are listening to Let's Get Local here on Devil Radio 92.7 FM. Again, a big thank you to our sponsor, Supec of Evolution Financial. And you can find more information about Sue at evolutionfinplan.com. We'll be back to talk some DBL news with Megan right after the break.